The Nova Scotia College of Nursing are speeding up the process to accept applicants from several countries. We're here today with Sue Smith, the CEO and Registrar at the Nova Scotia College of Nursing, to learn more. How are you doing today, Sue?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Thank you for being here. So can you tell us the good news? Tell us a little bit about the nursing regulator timeline being reduced and how many countries this is going to affect.
Well, first of all, thanks for this opportunity. It's so exciting. We have a first in Canada solution to, quite frankly, help address the shortage of nurses and really the rapidly changing environment in which we all work. And quite frankly, we serve the public. Public safety is number one. And we know the public expect us to be on top of what's going on in healthcare and what is it we as a regulator can do to help all of the patients and those who receive nursing services in Nova Scotia. So off the top, there's sort of two significant changes that will speed up the process, will increase the number of nurses, decrease the paperwork that's involved, and overall provide more nurses for all Nova Scotians. The first piece is that in Canada, we have the Canadian Free Trade Agreement that basically recognizes that nurses in other provinces can come to work in your province, so to speak. But, you know, there was some paperwork with that, and we really challenged ourselves to say, well, why are we doing extra paperwork? It's a bit of a duplication. If they're already licensed in that Canadian jurisdiction, then they meet the qualifications that we would have for a Nova Scotian nurse. So we immediately will recognize that somebody coming from Canada where they're already licensed will be licensed within 24 hours here in Nova Scotia. The second piece of this, and this is based upon the regulatory expertise that we have, the number of years that we've been licensing nurses, 87% of international nurses come from the following countries. So Philippines, India, Nigeria, the UK, the US, and Australia and New Zealand. So looking at these countries and based upon a regular expertise, what's quite different for a regulator, and that's sort of a first in Canada, is that we examine very closely the scope, the core scope of practice of nurses who are graduating. And in this case, it's basically RNs that we're talking about because LPNs are more of a North American concept. There isn't something quite equivalent to LPNs in outside of North America. So in recognizing the fact that these countries, they're educated in English, they have had to pass whatever exams and other criteria to be licensed within their country, we will then, once these folks have, there's a couple of smaller things, we've done away with most of the paperwork that was duplicate. That was duplication, and that once everybody has their requirements, we too can process them within 24 hours. Now, sometimes it will take a few weeks to get some of that paperwork that the nurse internationally will bring, but compared to a process that was a year or more long, reducing this to a matter of a few weeks is pretty significant. And I guess the key point here that where we went with those seven countries overall and the core scope of practice is with the individual, once we have, we look at them, the only other thing they have to do is pass the national entry to practice exam. And they can get a conditional license and be right in the healthcare system while they wait to write the exam or, they might try to write it the next day or the next week or the next month, but most importantly, we know that their scope of practice is very, very equivalent to a nurse who's educated and licensed in Nova Scotia, and they can get into the healthcare system.
And when will these changes be implemented?
So next week, on March 29th, the Canadian change will take place, and May 1st for the change for the seven international countries.
How many nurses has the college provided license for the past year for international nurses?
Yeah, so definitely in 2022, we licensed more international nurses than the 3 years previous. And I'm just looking at my notes for the number. It was basically 250, actually, I might have to get Jane to send this back, but basically we licensed more in 2022 than we did the 3 previous years. And this year to date, at the 1st of March, we had licensed 44 international nurses. And in the queue, in the different parts of the process, we had another 257. So that comes to 301 this year that are in progress, which will already bypass what we did last year, which had bypassed the 3 previous years.
I would just like to know what kind of challenges you faced in making these changes happen, if any.
Yeah, so we definitely have our folks, our staff, especially since we all came together as one regulator in June of 2019 as the one college for all designations of nurses, we have always had a credo of challenging ourselves. What's best for the public, but really pushing ourselves to, well, why? Can we do it better? And our other key theme has been streamline the processes. So that with COVID substantially made a difference in how it really was a paradigm shift of, you know, how can we get nurses into the system to help, but also still meet safety requirements, et cetera. And so again, we just really push ourselves respectfully, but we get in a room and we push ourselves about, well, why are we doing this? Can we still achieve the same outcome? And so for example, with COVID, we were the first in the country and really North America, maybe broader, where we worked to bring back retired nurses and basically bring them back for a free 4-month license. The government paid for their liability insurance, and that license was renewable. And over the 3 years of COVID, we brought in and licensed over 500 more nurses than there would have been. So then when you look at, obviously, and with all due respect to our retired nurses, at the same time, we needed to look at the broader picture of how do we bring in and retain and keep nurses. And yes, we're the front end of this in the sense of the regulator and licensing, but a huge, huge piece of this are partners, the employers and government, and they have significant pieces that they have to do as well. So in challenging ourselves and saying, who can we bring in while still maintaining safe practice and also no risk to the public, was also looking at with bringing them in, there has to be a transition plan, really falling on the employer to make sure that there's a sufficient orientation and transition. And the government and the employer are involved in programs such as it's called NICHE. And you can, a person can just Google NICHE and it comes up. But the gist of it is, it's a program for a few healthcare professionals, not just nurses, in which it's working with those that are coming in and really also trying to prioritize those with families coming in and helping them to settle. There's quite a difference, especially if they're coming from a large urban area internationally, and let's say they get a job in very rural Nova Scotia. Well, that's a pretty big culture shift, shall we say, and otherwise. Plus, you know, they're looking at sort of the individual, but also as a whole with their family. So we're all in this together, but certainly from where I sit and where we sit as the regulator, it really continues to be. It isn't just, you know, we just don't stop it. Yes, we're already being quite bold and innovative while still maintaining public safety, but it's also of still continuing to push ourselves.
Thank you so much, Sue. Is there anything else you would like to add about this program or about any upcoming changes or initiatives Dalhousie students can look forward to?
The most important piece of this is that this is such a good news story. It's a win-win, and it has to make a positive difference for all Nova Scotians, whether you're in the hospital, whether you're receiving, there's a broad range of areas that you can receive nursing services. And so this certainly will contribute positively. And that's why we're here. We're here to serve the public, maintain public safety, but still make sure that we're doing what we can to address what's going on in the healthcare system So thank you again for this opportunity.